Australian teens are mentally preparing for the Luddite life. The country's social media ban is set to go into effect on December 10th, which will block all children under 16 from having accounts on popular apps like TikTok and Instagram. Companies that don't comply with the ban will face fines of up to $32 million. Around the world, people are looking to Australia as a model of how to address a growing problem affecting children's mental health. Denmark, Brazil, and Malaysia are already planning their own bans for teens, and the European Parliament has voted in favor of an EU-wide minimum age. However, some adults oppose the move, arguing a blanket ban is not the best solution.
As a parent, I have three children. My role is to filter social media. Some platforms are more addictive than others. Cutting them off completely means sending children from the age of 18, unarmed, unprepared, and without parental guidance, into a very complex world of social media.
The hit these bans will take to social media companies' user numbers and time spent on platforms could have a major impact on sales, the bulk of which comes from advertising. eMarketer estimates that this year alone, the social media industry will make over $245 billion from more than 4 billion users worldwide.